614, 1320 WILS. Today, for the first time, we've got petition language submitted to the state that would put the legalization of recreational marijuana on the ballot in 2018. Former state representative Jeff Irwin now with us, political director of the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Jeff, great to have you on WILS.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Tell me this, Jeff. What led you to commit yourself to the marijuana issue after, you know, being in the state legislature?
Well, as you know, when I was in the legislature, I introduced legislation to decriminalize and then to legalize and regulate marijuana. I think it's the right thing to do. And I think it's obvious in light of decades of failure with prohibition that it's time to stop picking the pockets of our citizens to continue this failed policy and instead make a change and instead regulate this product, bring it into the light. And instead of having this be a couple hundred million dollar a year weight around our neck every year that our citizens are spending to run people through the system, instead we can have some revenue from this trade that can support our schools and our roads, which desperately need it.
Okay, the 2016 effort failed, of course. Well, what's going to be different this time?
Well, you know, obviously we didn't get a chance to see that on the ballot in 2016. I think that if voters would have had a chance to vote on it, we might have seen Michigan make that change a little earlier. But obviously what we need to do is we need to be active this summer. And I would encourage people who are interested in this issue to visit regulatemi.org, sign up, stay abreast of what we're doing. We need your help to get these signatures and to get this on the ballot so that people in Michigan can decide for themselves what we want to do in the future.
Okay, but I mean, they raised 350,000 signatures, didn't do it within the 180 days. How are you going to be able to do it this time?
Well, we've got 180 days to do it, and I think that with the right plan, the right team, and starting off fast, we're going to make it. And we've got the coalition building every day, and a lot of the folks who were involved in gathering hundreds of thousands of petitions in 2015 and 16, they're involved in our coalition now. But the coalition's even bigger, and more people are coming around to the idea that prohibition's a huge failure in Michigan, and instead of having it continue to be a failure, we need to turn it into a solution and bring some revenue into our local governments and our schools and roads.
Is it going to be then with this summer? Do you know the date, the likely date the signature collection will start?
Well, we filed the language today with the Board of State Canvassers, and anyone can go to regulatemi.org and read that. The Board of State Canvassers is going to have to approve that, and then we're going to launch the actual petition gathering period. So it's going to start very, very soon, certainly here in the next month, but they need to schedule the meeting first before we can actually schedule our launch.
The amount of money that's going to be raised from marijuana sales, what's your estimate on that?
Well, we know it's going to be in the hundreds of millions of dollars every year once the market matures. So, if citizens were to vote on this in 2018, a few years after that, we would be seeing, and we're very confident, say at least hundreds of millions of dollars. And we're going to do a really detailed analysis and hire some economists to look at this and go over it with a fine-tooth comb and give a better answer to that question down the line. But right now, we know based on what's happened in Colorado and the relative sizes of our markets, that we're confident that there's going to be hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue, which is we're going to split up between schools, roads, and local governments.
Okay. Are you concerned the Trump administration may come after the state and try to shut the law down or shut dispensaries down if this were to go through?
They may, and we're going to have a chance to see what happens in Colorado and California. But I don't think there's a lot of appetite in Michigan or anywhere around the country for the federal government to come in with a really robust and expensive effort to try to bust people for marijuana use and possession. As a country, we're over that. The percentage of the nation who believes we need to decriminalize is very, very high. The percentage that believes we need to legalize and regulate and tax this product is growing every day and far above 50%. So I don't think the federal government is going to get very far with that tactic. Hopefully Michigan is going to join the other eight states that have done this, enjoy the same benefits, and lead the nation toward a better policy on cannabis where we can bring it into the light, treat it as a public health issue rather than a criminal justice issue. Yeah. We'll have far more success that
so
way.
If this is so popular, why was the legislature opposed to your bills trying to legalize and address the issue?
Well, even though a majority of citizens support it and it's really popular with some segments of the Republican coalition, particularly people who like small government and, the libertarians. I mean, the war on drugs is the granddaddy of all big government programs. So there's some support within Republican circles, but the Republican Party runs Lansing, and by and large, most of my Republican colleagues were not in favor of going to some sort of open market approach where we bring this product into the light and try to regulate it and, you know, have the kind of better success that we've had with alcohol since we ended alcohol prohibition, treated marijuana the same way.
Yeah, what is it they didn't want? I mean, why is that? Why were they opposed to that?
I don't know. I mean, I think the arguments are very, very strong. Obviously, marijuana is a safer alternative to alcohol. It doesn't make a lot of sense that it would be so illegal when alcohol is treated the way it is. We all know that most responsible adults can, you know, engage with alcohol occasionally responsibly, and it's not a big deal. But we do have problems with individuals who engage in substance abuse. That's not going to really change. But I think that the complications there and the struggles that some people do have with addiction and substance abuse, that's a very real thing. And so for legislators to say we're going to embrace an approach where we allow people to do this responsibly and try to regulate it and get better control over it that way, that's challenging for them, and plus, we're on the heels of at least 40 years since the war on drugs started with, you know, the federal government funding a propaganda campaign to tell people things about marijuana that just aren't true.
Right. Now, the National Marijuana Policy Project is now, they're going to be getting involved. What does that mean for this effort?
Well, they've been involved here in Michigan now for a few months, and what we've been trying to do is we've been trying to put together all the folks who are interested here in Michigan in making this happen and to write this language that we released today and filed with the state.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the Marijuana Policy Project's been engaged here in Michigan. They've been engaged in most of the states that have legalized, and they've been working with the groups here in Michigan, like, you know, Michigan Legalized, who we spoke to earlier, and a whole broad array of groups, including criminal justice reform groups like ACLU Michigan and you know, attorneys who are interested in this.
How much money do you have in the effort right now, then?
I don't have my fingers in the bank account. I'm not the fundraiser, but I'm confident that there's enough interest in this issue that we're going to be able to make the ballot this summer. I mean, it's going to be a hard slot, and we need all the help we can get, but the interest is pouring in from all over the state, and there's, you know, there's a lot of folks who you know, our entrepreneurs who are seeing what happened in Colorado, and they're seeing what happened with property values. They're seeing what happened with you know, business development and unemployment. And they're thinking, you know, this could be a real opportunity for Michigan, especially with our huge tourism economy. Maybe there's a way that we can turn this problem into a solution for our state.
It's former State Representative Jeff Irwin, now the political director for the Coalition to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol. Today, introducing petition language to the state, trying to get this on the ballot for 2018. Jeff, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Yeah, have a great evening.
Yep.